Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas. We're coming to you from our Gibbard Street studios. Doesn't that sound cool? We thought so. I thought so. But we've come to wish you a Merry Christmas. And I just want to share with you a few things that, you know, come to mind about Christmas. But I have my wonderful team here. Oh, no, hang on a minute. I haven't got my prop on. Hey, you can't do Rosemary without props. Okay, all ready now.
Love
we'll start
it.
Again. I would love to introduce you, and you already know them, but they're just awesome, inspiring women that come alongside of me and make me look good, but help me so much to share with you women, share with whoever's listening and watching, the love of God. And, you know, Emma and Michaela. But before we start, what do you do when you greet someone? If you can, you give them a hug. And we know right now in 2020, there's been lots of times where we haven't been able to give the people that we love, even, you know, people that we don't quite know, but we're trying to greet them, a greeting. So we've done, remember, hug and a mug. Hang on a minute, my thing's dropping. That's fine. So we're going to put our hug and a mug stickers on our hug on our mugs. And we're going to go ching ching.
Cheers. Ching, cheers. Ching.
Because we want to express our love and our thanks to you. Because without you passing it on, watching, sharing, well, we'd just be full of words. But hopefully our words are sharing and expressing our love to you, but God's love to you. Because all we are God's instruments. And sometimes we get it right and sometimes we don't, but God knows our hearts. And I think you know our hearts too, because you have the same hearts. That's why I called it Heart many years ago, because it's women heart to heart. And, you know, we just keep trying. But we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas. And we want to express to you some joy that over the years Christmas has brought us.
Yeah, I love Christmas. And I wanted to share with you all some of my favourite Christmas memories. And some of my favourite Christmas memories are kind of lots of things rolled into one that made up Christmas Day. Certainly like waking up in the morning and racing out to see if there were gifts under the tree. That was always exciting. But something that I remember our family did every Christmas was my grandfather, Pop, would design a seating placement, you know, table order for the family. Because there's over 20 of us. So every year he'd have like this T-shaped table and he'd write down whose name it was. And every year he'd keep the seating plan from the year before so that he'd make sure you didn't sit next to the same person the next year. But all of us cousins would change it every year. So we never actually followed the seating plan. We'd just like sit wherever we wanted. And so, yeah, that's one of my favourite memories. And another one I have is like whenever you got handed a gift, the whole family would start cheering, rip, 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 to see who could open their presents the fastest. So that's some of my favourite. What about you, Michaela?
Oh, I think it's hard for me to, the same as you, pick out one singular Christmas. I vividly remember there were a few years in my childhood that we got fresh, real Christmas trees. And every year they would smell amazing, but they would always leave this giant mess on the floor underneath. So I would often go and just sit next to the tree so that I could smell it. What else would I do? I mean, I've family lunches were always a beautiful thing. The few Christmases that we weren't traveling to be with family on Christmas Day, we would go to Mass, and I had a lot of friends that I grew up with in church. I was very blessed. And so it was kind of cool being able to see all my friends the night before Christmas, and we would all get really excited together. I think that it's normally a time for family, but it was awesome to be able to hang out with my friends in that season as well.
How about you?
I remember a time when my husband, Bruce, because he always gets excited about Christmas and special occasions. And we woke up, and we had five children. We still have five children, but we woke up when the kids were little, and none of them were awake. And he goes, "Oh, does that mean I have to wait?" So he got up, ran around to all their bedrooms. "Father Christmas has come! Father Christmas has come!" And then rushed back into bed pretending he was asleep, so they had to rush out because the rule was they weren't allowed to go touch anything until Mum and Dad, everyone was awake. And it was hilarious because they were thinking they were waking Dad, but yeah. Dad had woken them.
Yeah.
And it's probably because, though, we'd gone to midnight mass. Oh, it was so special doing it as a family, but also I think doing it at a time where you don't normally have mass at midnight. I know some parishes don't do that anymore, but, you know, they'll do it, say, 10 o'clock or something. But it was just so special because, it's like the lights seem brighter. The hymns and the glory that we sung to God seemed greater. It was just awe-inspiring. It just made this holiness of this time so special. And I've always felt that from a young child, that it's not just tradition to do it, but just that feeling, that specialness. And that's really what I desire for you this Christmas, that you get to know this sensation, feeling, Spirit of God, who is holy and awe-filling and wondrous and majestic. And even if you have no words, you just sit there and go, that's my wish for you.
I certainly have found this Advent season for me to really be reflecting on Jesus's coming. And it's funny because I've been told that every year for every Christmas I've been around. But for some reason this year in particular, when listening to the readings at Mass, and I suppose I've been surprised this Advent that they haven't necessarily been about baby Jesus, because I suppose he hasn't come yet, but it's been about like John the Baptist talking about Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. And when I think about that scripture, John the Baptist did that when Jesus was already like 30 and about to come and do his ministry. And so it's really caused me to reflect more on those readings and what it means for me about Jesus coming to my heart, not just about the day of Christmas, which is exciting and I love it because we've got all these nieces and nephews that just get so excited for it, but just really what it actually really means about Jesus coming into my heart and my world, as in my personal world. And that's certainly been something for me this Christmas that I've found I've been doing more.
And I feel like the season of Advent, preparing ourselves and then reaching Christmas, it almost prepares us for another year of reminding ourselves that Jesus is here. Yeah. You know, it's not just Jesus is coming. Okay, he's come. You know, that's nice. But when Christmas comes, it's almost like God telling us, okay, now I'm here with you. You have to remember throughout the year that I'm here. You know, and I think that's my favorite thing about Christmas most years is that I'm really conscious of the fact that Jesus is reminding us that he came down to earth and that he is still present with us now. Yeah.
So our heart for you is we wish you a Merry Christmas. We pray that God blesses you abundantly, pours down his love upon you, that you come to understand more of what you mean to him. Because he came as a baby for us. How special and precious we are to him. That God the Father would send his Son to be born like one of us, but not one of us either, because he was divine as well, but come and spend time with us. And that's the thing, he wants to spend time with us now. It's not just a thing that happened 2,000 years ago. Right now, God wants to come into your lounge room, into where you are, into your heart, and tell you he loves you. So we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. and may God's abundant blessings pour down upon you and your family and all people that you meet. Thank you.